Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Okay, I don't mean to freak everyone out, but both engines have failed and we are going down.
Wait, they have an oxygen mask in front of me. Why don't I get an oxygen mask?
Yes, sir. Did you prepay for the oxygen mask? Just like the carry-on and the backpack in your seat, you have to prepay for the oxygen.
I have to pay for oxygen? No, I didn't prepay. Are you kidding me?
No problem, sir. It's just $7. In fact, also, we feel good about it. We're gonna try to land in the river, okay?
Can I get some sort of flotation device?
It'd be $9 for the flotation. Do you have contactless payment set up, sir?
No! No, I didn't set that up! Why would I set that up?
Unfortunately, sir, corporate policy, we're still practicing safe social distance, contactless payment. We're going out!
Ah! Oh, I see why they call it Spirit Airlines. I'm going to meet the Lord!
Also, if you want a life raft to bring you safe to the shore, they charge you $33 a seat on those, I heard.
But, yeah, if you want to choose your seat on the life raft, that's right. Also going to cost you. We are running a family deal. We can do a family of four for $68.95.
Yeah. You want to pick a prime seat, you have to pay, or you'll get stuck on the fight boat where they put the criminals.
There's an exit row on the life raft you can pay slightly extra for.
Yeah.
I need a verbal yes if you're going to see the exit row on the life raft.
In case of emergency, we already had one vessel go down. If this one does.
I don't want to be unprepared for a second one. Okay. Let's assign some duties.
We are back. Correct opinions. We are full. It's summertime. Mm-hmm. It is Pride Month. And did you change the logo to rainbow? You're supposed to do that. Well, dang it.
All opinions are correct this month.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All the colors.
That's nice.
Colored opinions. No.
Don't. Oh, that backfired.
Shoo. Have we rolled the intro?
Roll your intro.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
It's funny how Pride Month, poor Pride Month, they wanted a month, right?
Some like representation.
I like how there's kind of a sequence of like, there's like a progression of holidays in this country. Like margaritas, you get a random day in July. What is it?
Have at it. Yeah.
You know, maybe there's
National Dog Day always falls on my birthday. You know, so that kind of sucks.
Mothers get a whole Sunday in prime summertime.
Mm-hmm.
But sorry, moms. Oh, what do you do, moms? Create all life ever known to anyone? Well, you're not gay. That's how I'm here. They get a whole month.
I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, it sounds really. I'm all for it. Hey, you celebrate a whole month. You ever see that Bill Burr bit where he's like, gay people, June, they get a whole month? That's a little much. And, you know, the whole crowd's kind of like, what's he going to say? He's like, black people get 28 freezing cold days. What do they go through?
June's amazing.
My gosh. That's pretty funny.
I am shocked we don't have like Veterans Month or something.
Yeah.
That seems
tough
like,
when you put it in that lens.
Yeah, like there's a lot of things that probably deserve months as well.
But it's I don't know. It's tough because they just wanted a month, and now it's like a meme month where everyone gets roasted for putting rainbow flags everywhere.
Dude, I saw some meme where it was like, you know, the caption was just like, I wonder why. And it showed like a company, you know, Hewlett Packard, their Twitter profile, all rainbow. And then it's like, Hewlett Packard Middle East, nothing has changed. And then it's like, you know,
brutal.
Yeah, like Cisco telecom systems, all rainbow. Cisco Middle East, nothing has changed or whatever.
Yeah, that would not help the marketing over there. Yeah. Sadly,
it was great. Just like all these companies, like they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they like accidentally do it, and whoever runs the Twitter over there is just murdered immediately.
Beheaded by sundown.
Yeah. We'd had to... yeah, it's horrible. You see this new Saudi golf league?
Yeah, I don't know much about it.
We're you really don't?
I mean, so, I know that like it's bad. No, I don't know.
We talk about golf a lot. We're into golf right now, but this okay. This is interesting for everyone. Saudi Arabia.
I heard of
country
that.
Over there.
Okay.
And they have a lot of money.
I'm
pretty sure it's the country. I hear Saudi. Here on this week's segment of Trey Doesn't Know Anything, Saudi refers to people from Saudi Arabia, not also places nearby. Is that correct?
I don't think Saudi Arabia is a country. I think it's a region. Right?
Really? No, it is a country.
United
Arab... Wow, you're such a good trivia boy. You didn't know that.
United Arab Emirates.
That's its own country. Little yeah. one. It's a country. Saudi Arabia is a big, Saudi a big a country? Country.
I thought Arabia was the part of a woman's body I learned in health class.
Well, that's also true. It's, you know, that's where... It's kind of like English language. It's like wind is pronounced wind, but kind is pronounced kind.
That's tricky.
Things like that get tricky. And
sorry. Got but so confused there.
Saudi Arabia... Beautiful, they've made it beautiful with all their money. You know, there's like it's Dubai vibes Got all it. Over there. Cool. It's just like oil money, and they learned, wow, if we just plant some grass over here, golf, it can be really nice, a lot of money.
Okay,
and they're trying to like compete with PGA, and they're paying the top golfers like gazillion dollars to come play over there. And obviously, there's a lot of controversy because they're like, this country also throws gay people off the tops of buildings. Maybe we shouldn't, but some of these guys are like, but they're offering me $80 million to play golf, so I'm going to go over there.
Yeah.
I was joking with my buddies, like, what, like, they supply the caddies, and they're just, like, chained and shackled slaves that, like, hand you your putting wedge. And they don't know. They don't know golf. They hand you a putting wedge.
Here's
and they
your
just,
putting wedge.
Just execute them on the green. We need to stay with PGA, but it's a big controversy, that's why, for obvious reasons.
Because of the way that country treats their people.
Yeah, they're a little behind the times.
I can't imagine the Saudi Arabian League having cart girls.
Yeah. They're burning up out there.
They're in a burlap sack driving around. Like, would you like a cold beer? What about freedom?
At least, I think they might be onto something to go. The cart girls over here are harassed by middle-aged men because they can see their skin.
Over there.
So maybe they're like, actually, thank you for this outfit. So these creepy old rich men can't harass me for 18 holes.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not cart girls. Again, if you don't know golf. But there's always a girl driving a golf cart that's full of ice-cold beers. And as you can imagine, they are harassed by creepy old guys.
Dude, I played golf last week, and the cart girl was probably like 17 years old. Where he's wearing a crop top shirt and like, it was a bummer because like the stereotype is like, yeah, cart girls get hit on all the time. And it's like, this isn't helping, Sydney. Okay. Yeah. Because it was a crop t-shirt.
Or is it? Those tips.
And she wore like
pretty large.
A lacy bra that went further down than the crop t-shirt did. And of course I get paired up with two random guys and they're talking about it. They're mentioning it like, oh, I do not want to be here. This is so uncomfortable.
Are they old guys?
No.
Oh, okay. but shout out.
No cart girls.
Pride Month, Saudi Arabia.
They probably don't even have cart boys, though, even. Because then that's also tempting. And they won't want to tempt these golfers
with young
boys.
Yeah, a lot of weird stuff going on over there.
Just bring your own refreshments.
Yeah, or not young.
Don't bring your own boys.
Not children.
No,
yeah.
They have them there.
Alcohol's banned. Oh, yeah, the cart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forget about that. This is very intensely Muslim culture.
Okay. Muslims don't drink alcohol?
No.
Cool. Persians. Maybe I'm Muslim.
You guys have to excuse. Jake has never met someone who wasn't white. So he's...
I've met four.
What color is their skin? No. Yeah, it's very... Oh, yeah. Muslims are... They're like the Mormons of the Middle East.
Now that's culture. That's educational right there.
They adhere to the rules strictly. Nice people. But a very small... few really give it a bad name.
Got it.
That's a pretty good comparison, actually.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's like...
Wow. So funny and intelligent.
It's the same thing that Christians go through at a certain point. Like, you know, certain political candidates might... You know, who knows? I'm not going to name any names. I don't even have anyone in mind. Might say that they're evangelical. And it's like, can you not say that? Because I am. Can you not say that we're the same?
It doesn't seem like we're on the same page.
Yeah. The way you... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a few bad apples everywhere.
But welcome to June. Glad to be here. Man, I had a heck of a weekend. It's been fun to not travel, but I'm starting to miss it. We're going to get back out there soon. A lot of good updates coming around. I heard there's a new Apple update.
Yeah. So as of the day we're recording this, the WWDC, it's always the big like developers conference where Apple announces new tech, new hardware, new software. They said in iOS 16 coming, you know, this fall, got a lot of new updates across the board. You know, new lock screen, new emojis, who cares? iMessage is getting an overhaul. You guys ready for this? You will be able to edit messages you've already sent or unsend messages entirely. I mean, people are going to be letting them fly at 2 a.m. now.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, speaking of cart girls, any girl after midnight.
Yeah, just, I mean, if the fact that you can unsend, and then people are going to blame it on everything, you know, just like,
yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't, no, I thought I saw a text from you that said this. No.
I woke up at like 7, kind of growly. I saw my text. You had said,
"It was
the... you up, let me see them buns." And then it was gone. Was I dreaming that? And you're like, yeah. I mean, I didn't.
I feel like I had a weird dream about,
say that.
Like the finger, like the pointer finger emoji next to like the okay with me emoji.
Did you
I had
send
a weird
that?
Dream about that, but maybe that was
no, I didn't send that. You know what? My buddy grabbed my phone. Every guy's cringing. That's a classic. Send a girl risky text. She's like, what was that? You're like, yeah, I don't know.
My friends think...
Brendan grabbed my phone.
They think the dumbest stuff is funny. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a dare.
I
didn't mean it, unless...
But when you got it for a second, were you like, no, okay, yeah, no, yeah, it was Brendan. I follow a subreddit that I check into from time to time. It's called Oops Didn't Mean To. Check it out if you want. reddit.com/r Oops Didn't Mean To. Here's one of the ones I saw recently. It's so the outbound text goes, what's up, man? How do I know you? Looks like we're on Facebook. The inbound text goes, nah, man, sorry, I must have hit the friend button, which, you know that button.
Yeah.
It says friend.
Friend.
I know a couple of homeschool kids I went to college with who are desperately trying to hit that button every day on the
friend,
sidewalk.
Friend. Unsend.
He says, nah, man, I'm sorry. I must hit the friend button. My kid plays with my phone a lot. But did you ever think about serving through the army? And then the guy responds back. He's like, I did my time, dude. LOL. Y'all already tricked me once. This guy,
I already did a war in Iraq because I fell for this the first time.
Leave me alone with that. Dude, my kid's always doing stuff like that. What do you know about Northwestern Mutual, though? Just quick. Have you heard of... Are you familiar with...
Do you like to work for yourself?
Pajamas are nice. You want to wake up in pajamas?
Would you like to be your own boss? And that boss cannot figure out how to supply a steady income for you? We can do it.
This is... So the caption of this one says, the farthest stretch I've ever seen. So the inbound text, the screenshot says, how you been? Insert girl's name. No response. Then he goes again, hi, baby. She responds, says, don't call me that. He responds, I didn't. I was talking to my baby cousin and clicked speech to text by accident and hit sent with my elbow while playing with him without realizing. So that's what I was saying, hi to a baby.
Just holding the baby with this phone, I think. What was that first text again? Hi, baby?
Just hi, baby. It was when she's like, don't
hi,
call me.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
That's a pretty good excuse. Oh, my bad. Playing with my baby cousin. And
voice text.
I thought it was texting my baby cousin.
Let's see if I can find any.
Hi, baby. You're so cute. Love to squeeze your cheeks. They're so plump. Oh, I was talking
to my
gosh. Oh, I see why this is awkward. Okay. I was talking to my cousin, not you.
Let's see if there's any. This one looks like it's an Airbnb.
Great Reddit.
Yeah,
you're a big late night Reddit guy. Just go to
Reddit's a good like poop activity for me.
Sure.
Because it keeps me from spending like an hour on it. you know, but a, you know, a nice 10 to 15. Like, this is kind of entertaining.
Right. I have to admit, I kind of, I've been good at the get down and get out type of vibe, but Kate and I were hanging out recently. I was like, I'm going to pop in here. And I mean, I came out kind of on accident 40 minutes later. She's just looking at me like, you okay? Yeah, I was just hanging.
Feel better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. It's kind of hard to find. There's a lot of like really political ones that I'm going to try to stay away from, but trying to find the screenshots. So this one guy inbound text says, how many men can you handle at once? Girl's like, IDK. He said, how old are you? 15? 16? I don't judge. She goes, ew. That
she's
says,
like, we were passing around my 15-month-old baby to all my guy friends.
Like, how many months old?
15 how many
months?
Guys can you handle?
Hey, baby, 15?
You babies. You're my friends. We're all holding you.
And she goes, ew. That says a lot about you. He goes, whoa, sorry. Typed it wrong. I meant to say 18 or 19.
Oh, I see the confusion.
No, I'm worried about how many guys you can handle. I meant 18 or 19. He goes, dumb phone. And then she doesn't respond to that. So then he goes, idiot thumbs. So he's kind of changing what went wrong. Phone has the weirdest stuff. You know what? It was my phone. It was my thumb, actually.
It's my thumbs. They have their mind of their own.
I don't know where they get this stuff from. Mm-hmm. I don't know who tells them to say this.
But judge, it wasn't me. It was my thumbs. My thumbs are. That's a great. I love this. The unsinned man. It's gonna be like that. Like with Snapchat too, where people are like, oh yeah, it's just gone forever. But you're like, you know, there's some weird database. It's gonna have all the unsent text. You think Johnny Depp Amber Heard was entertaining now? Wait till you think some case. They think all their text were just. We're I unsent them. They're gone. They're like, well,
you couldn't see them.
We got them.
Yeah. Let's do one last one. This is a little different style. This isn't like guy, girl, gross. This is kind of fun. So this is the first person, the outbound text from the screenshot. Hey, did you end up sending through that money you owe me today? The guy says, oh, shoot. New text. No, I forgot. I have $0 left. Bills, rent, and food sucked me dry. You know what? I'll cancel my Crash Bandicoot pre-order. Like, the guy goes, okay, sounds good. And so like time goes by and then the text back in, the inbound text goes, yeah, I know. I've been wanting it really bad for ages, but I owe him the money because I messed up, so I can't help it. Oh, shoot. Sorry. That was not meant for you. So sorry.
Oh. I was texting my Crash Bandicoot buddy and
then the guy's like, yeah, I could tell. He goes, so sorry, dude. I'm sorry. So sorry. It's like the one thing I forgot to add into my budget. And then the caption says, just $30. That's so funny. Yeah, I know. I've been wanting it for ages, but I owe this guy money because I messed up.
He just keeps messing with the guy. It's like, sorry, mom. I can't make it home for grandma's funeral because I've got to owe this guy $30. But oh, did I send that to you?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, goes, mom, I...
No, I know. I've been busy and honestly, I would have saved anyone out of that burning building. I had no idea they were child prodigies on the verge of curing cancer. But you have a fine day, Mayor. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That was not meant for you.
No problem. I had a great time visiting the terminally ill children at the cancer ward. But I'm sorry to say my time I'm happy to give, I cannot give little Jeremy who has brain cancer a copy of Crash Bandicoot.
Oh! Did I send that all to you? Ugh.
Thumb fart.
Idiot thumbs.
That's
like,
funny,
purposely
man.
Sending something that's supposed to be for someone else is such a... just playing games.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I have a great announcement.
Sorry, can I?
Oh, yeah, one more.
This is just a headline, real quick. Accused Florida man says his cat downloaded child porn, not him.
Why else do you think the username was Whiskers?
Oh, I thought you were going something else. It was cat themed. It's
cat themed.
All right, sorry. Huge announcement.
My allergies are better.
Oh, good, yes.
I'm embarrassed. Friday, I was in bad shape, but I think combination of maybe some meds and some maybe just nature getting used to it or something, it's much better. But I'm very embarrassed. You know, we're talking about leaving like embarrassing voicemails. You know, 10 years ago, I was doing that to girls, you know. I love you so much. I mean, like, I shouldn't have done that. Mm. And this one was like Friday, like, would you please help me? I can't go outside. Give me some medicine that works. So I get a call this morning. We're like, hey, we got your voicemail. Like, yeah, I'm doing better. Sorry.
Yeah, that was weird. That was my cat.
I could tell the woman was really annoyed. She's like, the doctor wanted me to ask if you've taken the medicine. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm doing better. And I was like, oh, well, I'm with you. I mean to do some blood work. Just, you know, it's been a couple of years. Check that blood pressure and cholesterol. I don't know what they check. Mm. And she's like, okay. I was like, I think I was supposed to do that like a month or two ago. I was like, can I just come and do that anytime? She's like, well, let me see her. She's like, oh yeah, the from February. I'm like, yeah. She's like, I mean, that's definitely not like a month ago. I was like, okay. So can I? She's like, yeah. I just got dunked on. I mean, 8:30 Monday morning.
She's like, okay, and would you repeat that to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury? About 1 month ago. That's what I thought you would say. Now, yes. Judge Harris, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we all know. January, February, say it with me. March, April, May, June.
It is Pride Month. June, February. He went from Black History Month to Pride Month without doing his blood work.
Mm-hmm. Passed right over, you know, St. Patrick's Day. Taxes. Cinco de Mayo.
What was he doing?
A little bit more than a month to me. Makes sense. It's Pride Month. This guy seems pretty proud. Mm. Pretty proud of himself.
Get back in here.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I got dunked on.
Like yeah.
Yeah. Oh, your allergies kept you from doing your blood work. What else would you like us to test you for while you're in?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like the idea of just going to the doctor and just like, what are we in for? And just whatever they think I'm in for. Just like, why don't you guys just tell me?
Look at me. Take one look at me.
What do you think needs the most work? What do you think?
Sir, this is not a hair transplant center.
I remember what?
Sir.
I know.
Sir, this is not a tanning salon, Jake. We can't. The magenta thing is just hereditary.
This isn't like a pickup artist like seminar. What do you think? Yeah, I know.
No.
Oh, okay. You just dress like them. Just
acid reflux?
I remember about a year ago, I sat next to a woman on a plane who was 350 years old. And one of the things we got chatting about was I asked her, I was making pretty good conversation with someone of this age. And I literally go to her, I go, so what's the breathing tube for? Just, you know, trying to get something to talk about.
Not just for attention or...
Oh, you're really breathing out of there, huh?
Huh.
Can I get
so
a
without that you die?
Can I get a puff? Or is that not work that
you
way?
You know they supply oxygen tanks. in case of emergency.
You don't need, is that for emergency?
It's precautionary.
Huh. And she was very old, very sweet. But I asked her, I was like, so yeah, what's it for? And then she couldn't quite remember. And so she had to look at her wrist. And on her wrist was a bracelet. And there were like, it was like a metal bracelet. And it was engraved her like ailment. And so then she, I forget what it even was, you know, but she, I love the idea of you leaving a hospital and them just like planting on you what's wrong with you. It starts with like things like a little bit of high blood pressure, diabetes in his family. It's always about 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
Procrastinates. Rude to his sister.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Judgmental of the female doctors.
Just like you come out of there, just like this list of everything that's somewhat wrong with you.
She's like, let me see. And yeah, need oxygen for asthma, smoking, lifelong smoking habit. Also, all the genders are equal. Just like reminders of her to not the 20s. How was she a nice lady?
She was really nice. Yeah, from what I remember, this was... Yeah, quite the plane ride. Yeah, this was like a year ago, so it's hard to remember. But I had to, I felt so bad because I was sitting window and she was aisle. So I have to help up like a overweight old woman out of her seat and then put her back in her seat. And then the only thing I can remember from this plane ride is I was asleep about midway through the flight. I persevered because she was just Forrest Gumping me. I mean, just talking me, you know, and I couldn't get away. But I fall asleep. She taps me on the arm. She wakes me up. And I'm like, oh, hey, sorry. You need something? She goes, how long are your arms? Yeah, it's a true story. And I was like, sorry. She's like, can you reach down and get my phone out of my purse? And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. She's like, couldn't bend down. And so, but it's really nice. It was like a test. She's like, all right, I was hoping your arms were that long because there's a cookie in there you can have as well. So then I got a cookie out of her purse.
Score.
Yeah, so I passed the test.
Nice.
It was great. I yeah, there was like a lot of other details that happened about this woman, but there's quite a bit right there. The engravings.
She's
of
just
the
calling you grandson by the end of the flight. Yeah, so confused.
She's like,
I love that idea of the strangest way of asking you to like reach for something. How long are your arms?
What the men in your family, what's their wingspan? Do you have, what are the genetics of your, do you even play college basketball?
No.
Huh. Okay, I'll ask somebody else then.
Because there's a cookie down there. But if you're lucky enough to have a 6'5 wingspan,
you can get my iPhone 5 and a Biscoff. Yeah, she woke me up with the first words were, how long are your arms? I was like, this should be fun. Yeah, it ended quicker.
Do you have any friends? Because I found this phone that dropped down here. It has 600 contacts. You have a lot? Well, okay. I think this is your phone.
Are you good with numbers? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I liked math back in the day. I'm trying to figure out a Sudoku. It's down. It's in my purse. Can you reach it for me?
Sudokus. Those had their time, man. Oh, yeah. I loved a good Sudoku. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, once every 20 flights, I'll do Sudoku.
Yeah, pull out the doke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'll always go real extreme hard. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is kind of tough.
Yeah.
It's a guessing game at some point. Those Sudokus.
That's what people say who aren't good at Sudoku.
Okay. Were you a master of Sudokus?
No, I'm kidding. It does sound like one of those things. So.
It's great because they...
It's like, it ACT was, is so hard. You just end up guessing on like most of them.
Yeah. Guys, trust me. I am a math whiz. But when math comes down to it, Einstein, he was making stuff up. Said letters. It worked out.
I could do algebra. I like geometry. But trigonometry, I mean, that's mostly just guessing.
It's a guessing game.
Cosine, sine, just pick one. And go with it.
Yeah. History exam. Do you really think they wrote everything down? We're guessing.
Some of that's just hearsay. That's just gossip.
Sudoku. It was brilliant because they made a game that... has there ever been an example of this? Where there was a game made for a certain people group, when I say that, middle-aged white women, that none of them could pronounce what they were playing. It was kind of a beautiful thing. I mean, my grandma loves Sudokis. You know, my aunt loves Sudokus.
Yeah. I remember when I was probably 12 years old, I wanted a baseball jersey. And I was like, he plays for Seattle Mariners. And they're like, really? So that's where that numbers game comes from. Ichiro Suzuki.
Suzuki's?
Yeah.
Those Suzuki's?
I love playing Suzuki.
Mm.
And I was like, no. That's his own That's his name. You're thinking Sudoku.
Oh, okay.
Because me and my girls like to play Suzukis. No.
No.
Ichiro.
No. Suzuki. Rhymes with Pazuki.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Ooh, we get those.
Fox's Pizza Den has that down the corner.
Yum.
Yeah. 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 Sudukis aren't too bad. Gives me the
chocolate
Sudukis.
Chip Sudukis.
Yes.
Mm. Speaking of that, are you still playing Wordle?
Oh, yeah.
You still are?
Yeah.
Have you ever not gotten it?
No, still 100%. There's some days I forget to do it.
Are you still not playing hard mode?
I'm still not playing hard mode.
Well.
I keep forgetting about that. Every time you talk to me about it, you mention it and it reminds me.
I've done this a long time. I'm going to do it live on the pod. Watch this.
How do you even find hard mode? Oh.
Up in the...
You click settings and then the first option is hard mode.
I just got zero letters. Have they really upped the status on this?
No, they're still like... No.
Have you ever seen that before? 0-5.
Yeah, that happens, dude. You don't play Wordle enough. Don't talk to me about
it. I played it like 7 times. I was like, oh, man. Okay. I'll do...
Talk to us. What's going on over there?
Tears, 0. I went clubs, which I know I shouldn't have done the S again, but I'm on a podcast. I need to hurry this up. I have one letter.
You guys don't understand. I'm recording a podcast right now. Fluid.
Fluid. No, I use that.
Okay.
Flogs.
I'm a visual. Keep using the S.
Flosh. That's not a word. Floge. Flowed.
Playa. Spanish for beach. Try that. Don't be afraid to use the S again.
Ployed. Not a word. Okay, last try.
Is Floyd a word?
Glory.
That's going to help you.
Oh my gosh. What's that? G-L-O.
I was going to say, I remember the word today.
Glow. This isn't live. This isn't Wednesday's Wordle, so I'm not ruining it. I know there's a few like gals right now. I haven't had time to do it. And you don't do hard mode, do you?
I'll start. Okay.
Glown.
Oh, yes. She's winding down for the night. She's got her night clown on.
Oh, I think he just tore his glowing. Not it.
Oh, man. It fell all the way. Yeah, I broke it. It fell on the ground. Try that.
Glock. That's in bad taste. Today's word was AR-15s.
I mean, I'm surprised they went with that. Digits.
Like, that would upset a lot of people.
Did you try Glock? Did it work?
It did not. They didn't say that's a word. Glock's a word.
It must be short for something. Glockenspiel.
Oh.
Oh.
See, you know trivia. You don't know Saudi Arabia. It's a country. He knows his firearms. What, are you a geography guy or not really?
Yeah. Why, you want a quiz?
Glove. That was a pretty good guess. Gloop.
Dude, you're warm.
Glued. Gloof. Gloog. Glues. Gloon.
Everyone listening to this is like thinking of, they know the word. Like, dude, you're doing gloog and
gloog. Gloof. Gloom.
There you go.
That's
gloof. Yeah, like your big gloof.
You big gloog.
Yeah.
Gloog.
Yeah, just glue.
My allergies have been terrible. I've been so much glue.
There's a lot of drainage at night. It's just a lot of glue going down.
But tell me, have you been suffering from glue? I watched baseball all weekend. Hate baseball. But man, college baseball? They give these guys like steroid bats or something. They're hitting home runs every other at bat. I watched my Oklahoma State Cowboys beat a team 29-15 in baseball. You ever heard of such a score?
No.
I think I got lucky, though. They're literally putting it like, this is a NCAA tournament record. So it was a good game to tune into.
That is fun. I mean...
So I went to a Royals game a few weeks ago, and it was 2-1. Then I tried to put on soccer. World Cup's coming around. I like rooting for USA and things.
I love USA and things.
World Cup's something special, because we're not the best at it.
It's fun to be the underdog, but still be America.
Mm-hmm. It's like, who's... who's going to win in the economy? It's like, we're doing well. Who's
like, how we are like with gasoline. Like, we are the underdogs when it comes to gasoline. We got like the Gulf, Texas, and Alaska. We can't compete with Saudi.
We can't even get Alaska's down here.
Yeah. We can't compete with Russia or Saudi Arabia. We can't compete with them.
So, but I watched, there was a soccer game yesterday. It was USA played in soccer. Like, I'll try to tune in this. 0-0.
It was here, right?
It was here. Kansas City. 0-0.
They need to do what college baseball is doing. Metal bats.
Yeah, I mean, that would cause more goals to go in, I fully believe.
I think, yeah, like a lot of people say, like, the MLB should have metal bats. Mm-hmm. I think most sports should have metal bats.
Yep.
College baseball is electric. There's so many runs being scored because of the metal bats.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
Uh-huh. Yeah, or whatever it takes. I don't know.
Yep. Metal bats should be in every sport. Saudi, golf, you beat the slave caddy with the metal bat if they act up.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm getting weirder and weirder calls. We're just okay with this. E-research. Hello.
Hello, my name is Keisha Murphy, and I'm calling from Escalent, a national survey research firm.
Oh, yeah.
Spire, and we're doing a survey about a recent contact experience a member of your household had with Spire. And I'm looking to speak to the adult member of your household, 18 or older, who most recently interacted with Spire. Would that be you?
No, let me grab him really fast.
Okay, thank you.
Howdy.
Hello, my name is Keisha Murphy, and I'm calling from Escalent, a national survey research firm, on behalf of Spire. We're doing a survey about a recent contact experience a member of your household had with Spire.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We had a guy come in here to get rid of the spiders, and it didn't work. We got all sorts of spiders in here still.
Yes, sir, and that's all we're calling is to get your feedback on your experience.
Too many spiders. Send somebody else. The spider problem ain't fixed. I did interact with a spider two nights ago.
This would be Spire, your gas company.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Poor woman, yeah.
Okay, that's fine if you have spiders. I just need a little bit of feedback.
I'd like to think we're making her day a little better. She has to do that poor boring call. She's like, this country old man thought I was saying spider. That's pretty great. I did interact with the spider.
Yeah, I interact with the spider.
There's too many. I don't want to interact with them at all.
Yeah.
Send somebody out.
Send more people to help with spider.
You somehow just made a meeting with, there's going to be some guy coming over at my gas or something.
He works with propane and spiders. They found someone who can do both. This seems to be what you need.
I just think, is that helping companies these days? Is that not dead? Imagine if, like, some weird research we hired out and they're calling everyone who came to our shows and they're like,
I saw that you follow Trey Kennedy, Trevor Wallace, and John Chris on Instagram. Yeah. Are you interested in seeing more videos?
Yeah. This is Keisha. We saw you recently to a Trey Kennedy show. Saw Trey and Jake perform. We'd just like to ask you a few questions about your experience there and what you thought of it.
I'd be like, I hate this guy.
Like, hey, they like give us a monthly report. Yeah, we called. We were able to call 50,000 of them. 49,983 of them did not answer. 17 did. 6 of them made prank jokes on us.
And one would not stop yelling about spiders.
One wouldn't stop yelling about spiders.
So there's your market research.
Someone else couldn't speak English somehow, so I'm not sure how they enjoyed the show.
I'm going to go and mark them down for did not enjoy.
And the rest said, we liked it just fine. So is this helpful info that we collected for your business?
This should help for the next tour.
Just helping a gas company? Hey, they said they liked the gas. They also said, what else am I supposed to do? You're the gas provider of the metro area. I don't have an alternative here.
And, I mean,
I'll make my own.
Yeah. Are people knocking on their door? Like, I don't know the differences in propane. Am I going to be able to tell the quality difference? Yeah. Like, I'll tell you, the guy you sent out in 2019, he had, I remember having a good gas
everywhere.
But then COVID hit, you send this new guy out, and I don't know what he's doing with the gas. It was a colder winter. You know what I mean? The food's heating up different. Is that your guys' fault?
Yeah, the food.
You wanted feedback. Look, this is everything gas-related I have. They're like, all right. Yeah, why are they calling people?
What were we talking about before that call? Do you remember?
Baseball.
Baseball. Metal bats.
Metal bats.
Yeah, I've had a good little stretch here.
Sucker. It's really boring, but I'm gonna keep watching. I'll wait for USA, get the World Cup. I'll be there. Not actually there, but I'm very excited about it.
It might be here in Kansas City.
Derek says it might be here.
So you should go.
Do we trust Derek?
Next, not this World Cup, the next one.
Sure.
Is that what you're talking about? Yes. Yeah, because this one is in Qatar. Qatar. I don't know how you say it.
Electric Qatar.
Speaking of, yeah, apparently they just have them build. They've built a bunch of stadiums, and they're just like, safety year, you don't need it. It's actually, I guess they almost like called it off having the World Cup there because it's like this kind of corrupt area where they just slave labor still.
Mm.
And they built these beautiful stadiums in record time, and like tens of thousands of people died because they would like overheating or like fall off of tall. Yeah,
it's in the middle of the desert, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Even just like the athletes. I mean, they have to play in a desert. Like they're having to.
Well, that's the games. The World Cup is always in the summer, but this year it's in November because in Qatar, if you exercise in July, you die.
I was gonna say, I feel like I don't know a ton like about the equator.
How messed up is that? The World Cup, like, we're gonna keep this back to November because if you work outside, you will die. But we're gonna go ahead and build them all throughout the summer, and people will die. That's not even exaggerating.
Yeah,
what they
I could see why there's a backlash.
Yeah,
jeez, yeah, just have it in, I don't know, Boston or something. Like, just have it.
Well, 2026 is in North America, I think. So now there's like a gunning for certain cities to host a game or two.
Cool.
Kansas City's in that running.
Cool.
And then obviously all the big cities. Mexico City, I would say.
Whoa. Is that the stadium? Derek just texted us.
What do you think it looks like?
It looks like, it looks like those Yeezy, shoes that are made of rubber. It looks like one of the curvatures on that. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? No. Got it. Okay. Yeezy rubber shoes. Yeah. What? Yeezy foam runners. You know what I'm talking about? The rubber shoe.
Yeah. What about them?
This stadium that Derek just sent us looks like that, but it looks very modern and very cool, very aerodynamic.
I mean, they built like they have so much money over there. I think that's mainly why they did it, because of money, because Qatar has a bunch of oil.
Hmm. We should start making oil. We should start digging.
Yeah.
If we could find some oil, send me a fortune on gas.
You ever thought of that? Has anyone ever thought of this?
Well, I don't even want to sell it just for my own. Just like I wouldn't have to
Let's
use
tear this
fire.
House down and dig.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if we hit it?
We would make thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that'd be awesome. I remember when I was like, it was probably quickly after 9/11 hit when I was a kid. You know, I'd been 10 years old, and that's my first time I remember gas prices being in the news. And just like, that's all anyone was talking about is like, yeah, gas prices are crazy. But then you see stuff online where it's like, well, California's got it worse than we do. It's $3 there. And I remember legitimately trying to convince my parents, because my dad sold
he was a salesman for 18 wheelers, like diesel trucks. And I was like, why don't we get some of those, load them with Missouri gasoline, and go to California and sell it? So not only was I trying to profit off of this, you know, terrorist attack, but also I just thought you could fill up just solid containers with gasoline and just transport them across the country. Yeah, I was pretty into that.
Cool.
I was like, we could make, I mean, I don't know, a few $100.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do that?
You guys down?
Yeah, I'll ride with you guys.
So your dad turned that down?
Yeah, he did.
It's too bad.
Doesn't work there anymore. I don't know what happened. I think he tried to... Dude, these Yeezy... I Googled these Yeezy shoes to see what they're called. These are the stupidest things. I'm getting mad looking at them.
Wow. You're not a Yeezy guy.
These are so dumb. They're made of rubber. $482.
Yeezys, dude. You don't have a pair of Yeezys?
These look... I don't even know what they look like.
Nah, dude. Do you have a pair of Crocs yet?
No.
You're gonna get
some? All my shoes have... They're not porous. I have one hole in my shoe. That's it.
Mm.
No, I don't own Crocs. I don't know. Have you tried on one of these? Like the Yeezy Runners? Foam Runners?
Oh. No. Ooh, fun story about that. Here, let me...
That's what I've been looking at. That's what I'm talking about this whole time. So the other Yeezys are probably nice. I'm talking about the shoes that are made of rubber foam. They cost $578.
Yeezy Foam Runner.
I'm such a boomer.
Everyone
$835.
Everyone look. It's these, right? Oh, these are fake. Maybe they are real. They're on Amazon. I have a funny story about these. These released, and I was like, those are pretty cool. And I...
This is the dumbest thing.
Frantically went to buy them, and they sold out like that. But I found this one website...
Spire.
That was like .net, and they were half of the retail cost. I was like, how did I find such a steal? They showed up 9 weeks later, and I ordered my size in like an 11, and they were maybe size 7s. And I was just like... Well, I guess that was my own fault. Yeah, they look kind of ridiculous. You want to hear something funny, too?
If you want a size 11, this is on $1,400 for size 11. Shoes are nuts. I know you're a shoe guy, though. So sorry. These are just made of foam.
You want to really make funny? Look at these.
Whoa.
Stop. Gosh.
Dude, why does Google Ad Services not...
I don't know.
Links don't work. They're running ads.
You know how to fix that? Someone smart out there know how to fix it. I have those.
Yeezy 450 Cloud White.
Those came out. I'm like, those are so interesting and cool. I bought a few pairs. It's like, in a few years, I'm going to make money off these.
Yeah.
They've declined in value. I mean, maybe the only Yeezy they've released who's gone down in value. So I'm not a genius sneakerhead yet.
You're not a sneaker dealer. Those look kind of cool, though. Those look like those 90s shoes that were like...
They're kind of... Like, I don't know. I thought people might... Because every Yeezys does this where it comes out and you're like, who would wear this? And then a lot of them are like... Actually, everyone thinks they're kind of cool now, but these, I don't think these did the trick, so.
What are the most expensive Yeezy shoes? Educate me.
Yeezy Red Octobers.
Red Octobers, I knew you would know. The hunt for red Yeezy Red Octobers.
This is when Yeezy collabed with Nike. So it would only happen like once, I think, and they're kind of rare. I learned about these because a pastor in Houston had them on. I'm not kidding. Hey, those are pretty. I mean, those are so loud. I don't really want bright red shoes, but for whatever reason, because they're rare or something, they're.
How much are they going for in StockX?
I think they go for like $5,000 or something. Yeezy Red. Oh.
Wow. The last sale was $26,000.
Yeah, so there's not very many left. I guess if you want a 7.5, this guy's got them listed at $1.9 million
for a 7.5.
That's not real, but yeah, $20,000 basically.
Wow.
Well, that's just what they're listed. This shows a little more. This is what they're actually been bought for: $5,000, $6,000, $7,000.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well that.
Oh, a shoe that came out in October. Another
podcast or two.
Yeah.
So my sneakerheads know. I met some at the shows. Show respect to one another.
Yeah, sometimes they'll come talk to me. They're like, yo, what shoes was Trey wearing?
Was like, oh, really?
I don't know, like white and brown?
Tennis.
tennis shoes. Laced shoes.
Happy to answer any questions.
No, keep them coming. This is fun. This is fun. He drives a gray car, and his shoes tonight, yeah, were mainly white. No, no. Happy to answer.
Happy to help.
Anything. What else do you need to know
anything
about?
Anything else?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that stuff.
We ran into each other. How funny was that? Just out and about.
Oh, yeah,
ran into
we did.
Each other at church.
Yeah, we saw each other in public yesterday. Yeah. I was ran into somebody in the lobby of church. And I was telling Rachel as I walk in, I go, I don't think there's anything I love more than seeing people in public. And then right when we walk in, you and Katie
wow.
are sitting in church. I was like,
saw you at church.
That's cool.
I kind of peeked on you doing communion. I saw you take seconds. I thought that was a bold move.
Oh, that very funny. It was gluten free. No shot. I was going back for seconds. Yeah.
It wasn't the best tasting communion. I went to the Southern Church
yeah.
area once.
Yeah.
They were serving like Hawaiian rolls as communion. I was like, This doesn't feel right. Jesus shouldn't taste this.
He didn't
good.
Die for this.
Yeah. I mean, this. I mean, I see the loaf sitting over there. I'm desperately want to be like, you guys.
That's not going
to. I don't want you to just throw that out.
That's not going to work for next week.
I don't care how many people touched it.
Hey, I'm doing kind of a church home thing tonight. It'd be good to have some of that for our communion. You think ham would go good in there?
I apologize if I've told the story on the pod. Stop me if I have. But I was first up in a communion once. And there it was the style where it's like they're just holding a big hunk of hunk of bread, and they want you to tear it off like beef jerky or something. You're like, I have to get a foot up there almost. Like, all right. And this one day, I don't know if they checked the bread, but it was weeks old, stale as you've ever seen. So I go to grab and it just disintegrated in my hands.
You need the jaws of life to like yeah. detach it.
And so I just panicked, and I just had like crumbs in my hands, and I just walked over and kind of like, they're like, dip it in the wine. I was like, I took like a tiny bit and kind of like dipped it. My finger got in it for sure. And then I kind of just licked up Jesus from my hand. It didn't feel like I had connected with him. It was very stale. Yeah, that didn't go very well, but.
Not the way that Jesus intended it.
I don't know.
When he said, take this.
Yeah.
He didn't say, lick this in remembrance of me.
Lick these crumbs and no. It's like, give me some, doesn't need to be the freshest of bread, but I mean. Doesn't need to be bread jerky.
Licking at church just reminded me of a story that I've probably told on the podcast too. So we're just going to go, keep
this is the best part of this podcast.
With just stories we've told before. But once upon a time, I had to pray for someone in high school at a big youth conference. Like, hey, before the woman comes up to speak, Jake, would you like to pray for her? And I was like, great. And so she's getting ready. There's a couple thousand kids in this like high school auditorium. And I'm praying. And if you guys don't know, there's kind of a Christian phrase, you know, like, you know, God, let it be your words and not hers. You know, like, speak through her. That's what I was trying to say. What came out of my mouth was, God, we just ask tonight that as she comes up here to speak, that you would just put your tongue in her mouth, God. So that was a bummer.
Let your tongue be her tongue.
Just, you know, get in there. Just speak. Speak in tongues.
Speak in tongues.
Through her, through really, her. Is what I want. Amen.
Amen.
This isn't important, but it is a factual detail.
Yeah.
The woman was in a wheelchair.
That's just a detail.
What's so funny, Derek? Why is Derek laughing at
that? I don't
know
why Derek's laughing at that. I think it's...
I was just telling you like a fun fact of like, hey, this woman came to speak. It's really powerful.
Just put your tongue in her mouth, God.
I don't know why Derek thinks that's funny. The woman had a very powerful message from a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And I asked God to use his tongue.
It's about Pride Month.
In her mouth to talk to those minors, to those kids.
And for some reason, they didn't ask me to pray again.
And that was the last time I've prayed in public.
Yeah. Jake, will you bless the food? And you're like, I can't.
I would just screw it up. Really? You can't just trust me.
Trust me.
I would find a way. Do not give me an open mic.
Don't.
I will. No not one's
on
tongue is
stage.
Safe.
No yeah. one's tongue is safe.
I will bring it up. But yeah, the communion was a little off yesterday.
Dear God, thank you for this meal. I should ask that you bless the hands. My mouth can't wait to bless my mom's hands. Wait. By eating the food. Amen. See, I can't do it. I can't. Figure it out.
I can't. I told you, no one's tongue is saved. That time it was me.
Yeah.
I was the
it
victim.
Was me. I don't like this.
I'm sorry. I am sorry. Yeah. God, I just pray for just all the food that's been prepared for us. You know, the ham, the turkey, the rolls, the buns, the buns on the rolls and the buns that were in the kitchen preparing them. Wish he wasn't my cousin. Whoo, whoa, okay. For the food, God, pray for that. Thank Amen.
For the newborn.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you for the newborn life we have in this family, and my little aunt, my little niece, birthed by her, mom, which is will be my kid's aunt. But anyway, just bless her breasts as they feed her.
I pray for the food for us, but also the food for the baby.
Yeah, bless.
Which we're all adults. Like that's, I pray she takes to the milk, and I hope it's a good latch. Amen.
Amen. May we all go back for seconds.
You're welcome for Amen. Praying for all that.
Yeah.
Most of you guys wouldn't have thought of that. For the baby's
I'm
food.
Thoughtful.
I pray for everybody's food. Newborns alike.
Mm-hmm.
I don't discriminate. Correct opinions.
Correct opinions.
Follow my podcast, you guys.
We do this every week. No, man. Public prayers. I remember being horrified if I happened to get picked to do such a thing.
Mm. Yeah.
It's tough.
It's, yeah, it's got to be one of the worst forms of public speaking, or most nerve-wracking.
Did your family pray over the meal at public restaurants?
Mm, no, not typically.
Oh, really?
No.
See, we're the family like, hey, we're not embarrassed. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like still, you could tell we were a little embarrassed because it was like an extra quick one.
Because like the waiter's coming back
yeah,
soon.
Yeah. So maybe, I don't know how proud he was like, dear God, thank you for this food. We're out of Chili's, so we're going to wrap that. Yeah, extra ranch. But, hey, man, yeah, we had the extra ranch. There's just so many experiences. Like the waiter would be there and kind of like respectfully just like waiting for us to finish. Then you like open your eyes and they're like,
amen.
Hi,
how is it?
How is it?
Oh.
How's the food?
Well, we just got done praying. Prayer was good.
Were you blessed in your mouths?
Dude, I just remembered a restaurant experience I had. Was it two nights ago? Took Rachel on a little date. She likes sushi. I, you know, tolerate it because I like her. So we went to the sushi place. There was like a Japanese robot that served me my food. I can't believe I forgot to talk about
it. We were somewhere on the road and there was like a delivery robot just driving itself down the sidewalk. I was like, how is this not on the cover of New York Times?
I know, dude.
When did I miss this?
We're in the future. This is in Brookside, Missouri.
Yeah.
And this robot is talking to me. It's giving me edamame.
Would you like me to bless your meal?
Sure. I didn't know robots could pray. Yeah, go ahead.
What is your name?
I'm Jake, and this is Rachel. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Dear Steve Jobs.
Oh.
Thank you for creating me and providing. Like, no, not that type of prayer.
Whoa, that was weird. That was different.
We want to commemorate Pride Month. Jake, I am gay. Kiss me. In front of her. Prove you're a man. Put down the baby back ribs.
Let her watch. Let her watch.
Let her watch.
Recording in progress.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I know. That's insane. The robots are running around.
I was not fully prepared, and it probably seemed like I was some sort of... She was like... The waitress, so this saves no time, by the way, because the waitress has to explain. The waitress has to come over like, so I see you met, Beep Boop, and he's our little helper.
Yeah.
And
little gay robot. He's bringing you your fries. Like, why does he have to be gay?
Why is that? Okay.
It's Pride Month, you jerk.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
No, I forgot. Okay, so this is Beep Boop, and... He's going to come bring you your food, and basically you can take the food off of his tray. So we're like, great. And then really quickly, I couldn't hear. She's like, and would you like to press okay where it ends? I was like, oh, sorry. She's like, some people liked you. I said, I don't know if you guys wanted to. And I was like, oh, sorry, I don't understand. What are you offering? She's like, some people, you see the menu here on the screen, on the robot? Some people like to interact. Some people like to press okay. Do you guys want to? I was like, oh no, I'm good. I've pressed okay on a screen before. Like the touch screen is not the proprietary technology here. It's that a robot's bringing me my food.
You can scroll on the screen too.
Yeah. Like your finger, it can feel warm. Yeah. And so it actually knows.
It has this crazy, it can detect your face. If you face it, it can unlock it.
Try it out.
Do you have, what?
Yeah, out of everything this robot was doing for us and doing for the gay community, the main thing she was excited about was like, would you like to press okay?
Yeah.
It's like, no, you can. Or I don't know. Is that disrespectful?
What was this place?
It's Sayaki. S-A-Y.
Sushi?
Yes, sushi.
You ate sushi?
In Brookside.
Would you, or do you like the...
Yeah, so I always get some version. Chicken nuggets, basically. Yeah, chicken and rice. And then Rachel prepares me sushi that she claims that I will like. Batting about 0 for 6 on tried bites of things that I will like. She made me try a dried apricot the other day. In her words, it tastes like a gummy. I don't think this girl's ever had a gummy bear before, because that ain't no gummy, I'll tell you that.
Tastes just like a Starburst. No, dude, I do have some peaches up there that'll blow your mind.
Just straight peach?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, peaches are nice.
Ripe peaches?
Yeah. We've talked on this podcast. We're fruity boys. Fruit is great. Fruit has sugar in it.
It does. It's very yummy.
I've had a banana almost every day for breakfast. Like, probably 6 of the last 7 days.
Are you... This is what blows my mind about bananas. Are you... Doesn't matter the level of ripeness, you'll just eat a banana?
No, it kind of matters to me a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
But not a lot.
But not a lot of it.
I'm a lot of it.
I mean, it's got to be just very lightly picky. Freckled. I don't... It's so delicious when you let it get to that level. I'll just see people just, like, crack open a green banana. I mean, you borderline have to, like, cut open, like...
Yeah.
It's nearly bark. And I'm just like, that doesn't... You're, like, crunching on the banana? I can't believe people eat those bananas. They're very bitter.
You got to buy 8 at a time.
I know.
And the shelf life is so short, so you got to put up with the unripe ones. You have to eat, like, 2 with a little green on the stem. You get 2 perfect ones. You get 2 with a little brown, and you throw 2 away.
Yep.
That's how you eat bananas.
It's very difficult.
I'm on banana 6 right now. I think it's my last good one. I'm going to have to throw the rest out.
I did. I was like, oh, I'll be smart. I'll freeze a couple for maybe smoothies later on. Words to the wise, you got to peel the banana before you freeze it, or else it is impossible to remove the peel.
That thing really contracts in there.
It's pretty obvious now.
I wouldn't have thought that, though. You peel it, then freeze it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a great banana for breakfast, too.
Oh, look cool. At us. Good for us.
Mm.
Holy crap.
Well, I hope you guys have a great week full of bananas and gay robots. But thank you guys for listening. Share, like it, all the good stuff. And we'll see you next week. Thanks, Recties. Peace.
Hope this episode wasn't too gloomy.
Gloog.
Gloog or gloogy. See ya.
Bye. Correct opinion.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.